This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today we learn that soon coffee tables will be a whole lot smarter and so sophisticated that you might think twice about setting down a hot cup of joe on the Surface. Say hello to Surface. It's the name of a project that's been under wraps at Microsoft for 5 years. The touchscreen computer slash coffee table was formally introduced today at a digital conference in California. Glenn Doreen is an editor at Popular Mechanics, and he was one of the first people who had a chance to see and play with Surface. And Mr. Doreen joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
In a sentence, what is Surface?
It's essentially a computer as furniture. And what they've done is they've taken commonly available computer parts, and they've built it into a table and made it completely interactive.
So you sort of sit at this table much like you would a coffee table.
Exactly.
And what can you actually do with it?
There's two very important advances that this machine does. One is called multi-touch, which is a lot of people associate touchscreens with the way they interact with an ATM or a information kiosk. But all those machines, by the way, are just mouse replacement technologies. In other words, you're pointing at a button. Whereas this machine allows you to use multiple hands and, in fact, allows multiple people to use it at the same time. And that allows you to sort of grab and drag and resize things and pull them and stretch them.
So no keyboard.
No mouse, no keyboard. The whole idea is that you are supposed to approach the machine and interact directly with it. And the second thing, which is probably actually more important, is that it interacts wirelessly or even just by seeing devices and objects placed on its surface.
Now, I looked at the video. You have a demonstration on your website at Popular Mechanics. I looked at this, and you can set down, for instance, a digital camera, and all the content will automatically go into this machine. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's not as if you could just take any camera and do this, but the technology is in the table. So in other words, as cameras become more wireless, as things like music players become more wireless, you would literally put them down on the surface. The tabletop is the screen. And the table will automatically do all the syncings and everything like that that you would normally do when you plug your computer in. And the cool thing about it is that, and the camera's a good demonstration of this, when you put the camera on it, the content spills out. So it's not like a slideshow. It's not a one-at-a-time type of experience. You're seeing all the pictures on the camera, and you can move them around.
You say the content spills out. You really don't want to use this as a coffee table, though. You don't want to set, say, a cup of coffee or a Coke on this thing.
It's actually interesting. One of the applications, in fact, it's important to also point out, by the way, that Microsoft isn't selling this to consumers. They're selling it to commercial partners like T-Mobile. This will be in T-Mobile stores. It'll be in Starwood Resorts, like the Westins of the W Hotels of the world. And frankly, they do intend you to put a drink on top of it, which is very interesting. You could order a drink through this table without, by the way, ever talking to a waiter. You could order a drink through this table. They could bring the drink out to you, put it on the table, and then surrounding the drink could be advertisement.
Oh, they'd set the drink down.
Exactly.
And information would just appear.
Exactly. It can see the drink. It knows where it is. A lot of people have come to me when I describe this to them, and they say, this won't work. People clutter up tables. It won't work. But the thing is, it knows where the clutter is.
With this device, if you set down a wireless camera, it's going to pull out the content. Same thing if you set down a PDA or a cell phone. What if you're visiting a casino and you just set down your purse? Seems like there could be quite a challenge there. It could suck all the information out of your data.
It's probably not going to do that because if you have wireless devices in your purse, it's got to recognize what type of wireless device it is. Its objective is not just literally to constantly scan for data. It's when it gets something that it recognizes on the screen, it will interact with it and do all the proper syncs. And also, frankly, the devices would probably have to be turned on.
It seems like you better be careful about what kinds of things you set on this table.
Well, yeah. More likely than not, I would guess the most dangerous thing that's going to happen, you could end up with a lot of sort of spam or some future equivalent of spam.
Were you surprised that this was under development in Microsoft? It seems for years that Apple has been the company coming out with all these Now Wow products.
It's funny. A lot of people say that when they first see this device because Microsoft's not really known for massive innovation and they're not known for secrecy, which is really what they accomplished with this device. And so when they come out with something that looks as surprising and innovative as this is and you hadn't seen it before, that's where I think they sort of surprised people.
And how soon might we see these?
by the end of this year. They've committed themselves to that. By the end of 2007, you'll see the first units roll out, and they'll be very much demonstration units. People will, you know, the idea will be to just get people in, looking at them, touching them, and really experimenting with them.
Well, Glenn Doreen, it's been good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Glenn Doreen is the senior technology editor for Popular Mechanics. And to see a video of Surface at work, go to our website, npr.org.